Welcome to another Den of Hip Hop album review, sponsored by Zomba. Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out Zomba. It's a brand new platform. You get unlimited streaming for all of you new artists and podcasters. So if you have a show, if you have new music, any type of genre, make sure you go set up an account with them, because you can get your music out there to the world. You can also get it to influential people like ourselves, and we help curate playlists to get you out there. So make sure you go check out Zomba today. Go sign up and create an account. Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out the Dead End Hip Hop store. Get your damn shirt today if you ain't got it already, man, because you're messing up if you ain't got it. Make sure you go check out the Dead End Hip Hop Patreon page, man. Go check that out. You see why we need it, because the roof is falling. The roof is falling in this bitch.
Y'all gonna leave me the fuck alone.
Hey, but that's some real shit. Like, that's some real shit. All right, man, look, we're gonna go back into the review. DJ Khaled, Major Key, with a special guest.
What's up? I'm the rap critic. I have a Twitter page and a Facebook page. I don't know how to start the same things. I have my own show. Look up The Rap Critic on YouTube. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/rapcritic. You can see episodes early that I do and stuff like that, and other little perks and stuff.
How many subs do you have?
I just cracked 100,000, actually.
Exactly.
Wow.
You got to work on your swag a little bit, bro. If I was you, and I was by myself with 100 subs, okay, and they said, we're with The Rap Critic, you know what I would say? Bitch, Google me. It took five of us to get to 100, man. You by yourself. All
right, man, DJ Khaled, Major Key. This is not my first DJ Khaled project that I've listened to, so I kind of knew what to expect. You know, big compilation of all of the biggest names in the industry today. What I didn't expect was how he started this damn thing. I did not expect that, because on all of these other DJ Khaled compilations, there's always like one, maybe two or three tracks that I really mess with, and the rest of it is just like trash, throwaway for me. But on this project, it was kind of like that. There was a lot of trash, throwaway songs on here, but damn, the ones that were dope were super, super, super dope. And I think the way he started it off with Major Key, Jay-Z, and Future. Me as a Jay-Z fan, Jay-Z has a bouncy type flow, and Timbaland was the one to be able to bring that out. So when I heard the beat, like, I knew Jay was gonna kill it, and you know, Future's repetitiveness, some people like it, some people don't. He kept that hype, and then Jay on that, I liked it. I thought it was a good way to bring in a track, because you got Jay-Z, like the OG, and you got this new dude killing the game right now, and you bring them on a 2016 type of track, and they did their thing. Now the next track, Drake. Yeah, I skip that every time. Every time, man. I don't understand how that's where DJ Khaled placed that song.
I can.
How?
Well, yeah, it's Drake. You following Jay-Z up with Drake, which, going back to the Drake, I did like that one line again in there talking about how we still slaves in 2016.
And that was supposed to be a diss to Drake, right? He says, niggas always asking me the key. Till you're on your own, you can't be free. Till you're on your own, you can't be me. How we still slaves in 2016? And somebody was saying it's a reference to Jay-Z owning his own recording masters, and a subliminal jab at Drake. On Summer 16, Drake rapped, I used to want to be on Rockefeller, then I turned into Jay.
Jay is known for those subtle jabs. Yeah,
and Drake is too, but
many people talked about that
throwing
shit.
Subliminals,
but that
at
takes
each other.
Way too long to figure out. Is that what Jay does?
Yeah, he does.
Take you 3 days. Okay.
Because he
many people talked about it before.
The person that he's dissing will know he's dissing him until.
Yeah.
The problem that I have with this track is that shit sound just like
Too short shit,
dog.
Oh, he started off the song with the.
He says it was okay.
Yeah.
Y'all just want to hit on Drake.
No.
Too Short said that it was okay, that Drake did that on purpose. Not like he stole the song.
He did it on purpose.
Yeah
obviously. So, that's
how Ken is. You know how Ken is.
But
man,
y'all know how DJ, I mean, this
he that was obvious. He did it on purpose.
I would actually even said that, this was
just. So he reached out to Too Short and
I don't know if he reached out to him, but Too Short came out and was like, yeah, this was an homage to me. It wasn't like he stole the line.
No.
It was blatant.
We giving that track too much attention. It's just not that damn good.
Damn.
So
whack. Man, whatever. Watch just stuck on Hate 30. You need to get your watch fixed, bro.
The best track on this shit, Nas album, hands down.
Oh,
hands
my down. God.
Yo, how they flip that damn Lauryn Hill sample?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Dude, even DJ Khaled felt like he had a purpose.
Oh yeah.
He was like, classic. Timeless.
That ruined the fucking song.
No, because I was able to think, no, he's talking about Nas, he's not talking about himself.
No.
He's talking about the beat, yeah, it's classic, it's timeless.
He used Khaled as a means to promote his album.
Shit, he played Khaled. But shit, he kind of said it. He said, look, Khaled called me, I was in album mode. So shit, I'm just letting y'all niggas know the album done.
But he probably really just told Khaled, I don't want to be on your shitty album unless you call this song Nas album done.
That sounds like a good
session. That album cool. Another one. Guaranteed.
Like, and I love how the song is just like, it's like, yeah, my album's done and I'm the fucking best ever. Also, black communities need to get together and we need to like help each other out. I was just like,
okay. Yeah, he was awesome.
Alright, man.
He was spitting, man. It wasn't just, you know, like beats and rhymes type of thing. It's never like that with Nas, man. When you ever pay attention to what he's always gonna say something that's meaningful. You know what I'm saying? But for me on that track, I was just like, man, why weren't you getting beats like this your entire career?
Yeah.
That's my problem with Nas.
Yeah.
Maybe not that commercial, no, but I'm just saying the quality of some of his albums.
Hip Hop Is Dead was kind of like the production was not the
best. You better go outside.
Come on.
I don't know about that.
Will I am producer? Will I am flipping the freaking. No. Will I am. The steel don't fly again?
Oh my God.
Come on.
Are you serious? Really?
No, for you!
No.
No! I'm not saying that the lyrics are whack. I'm saying that the beat.
No.
Yeah, the production.
Oh my God.
What in the hell is going on?
Moving on. Okay. Man. And then following it up with the best track to me on the project, then comes Holy Key. Mm. And when Big Sean comes in, you know, Big Sean has stepped up a lot for me, personally. His voice can still be annoying, which it was a little bit on this, but I'm like, yo, he's really spitting some shit. And then here comes Kendrick. Big Sean, if you watching, bro. If you watch.
Y'all popping on track.
Yo, exactly. I was gonna say
that shit like, dog, this shit.
Hey, I bet he was like, I'm gonna get him this time.
I'm gonna get him this time.
Yo, Franco.
It's motherfuckers out there saying that Big Sean had the best verse.
No, yeah, they are.
Here's what happened.
Big Sean did the absolute best that he could. And I'm like, you know what? That's great, man. You stepped it up. But then went up to the heavens. And then he like was talking about some metaphorical shit with a soul.
Yeah.
And then he crashed back down to earth, man. and then did the brag rap verse where it was better than
right.
Ever. I was like, no.
So mad.
He's gonna be like, God. Damn it!
Like, stop putting your best track featuring Kendrick. J. Cole's joint, man, that was my second favorite track on this.
Mm-hmm.
He killed it. And I hope he's not serious about Thoughts of Retirement.
Oh, he's not.
I hope he is.
Come on.
But
what rapper?
They just throw it out there. I'm just saying.
Maybe the only rapper who's ever actually retired is Andre 3000. And even then, he kind of didn't.
He didn't retire.
You know? Man. Like, it's funny. Jay-Z and Andre 3000 kind of retired at around the same time. But the only person who, like, really meant it was the person who didn't say it.
And then, after that track, man, this shit right here takes a big ass nosedive. It really does. I'ma be alright with all them damn singers. It was hard to tell who's who. But that song did kind of grow on me a little bit. I don't like necessarily go back to it.
That's your boy on there, eh?
Yeah, it's kind of funny that the album took a nosedive when Bryson Tiller.
Hey, don't put the camera on him. He got his turn. Don't put the camera on him yet.
No, that's not a coincidence. He's the guy who was singing, but kind of rapping.
Yeah, he was. Is he new?
Yeah, he's really new.
I never heard of him.
So I'm gonna skip pretty much everything else until. I'm just saying, I really ain't mess with nothing else. Cause like, I was disappointed with the Jeezy joint. All of that shit right there in the middle was just whack until you get back to Don't Ever Play Yourself. with Jada Kiss.
I feel like I've been sleeping on that motherfucker for the longest. Like, no, like straight up, I just never thought about it. I just never thought about Jada Kiss until like it was 2 years ago when he was featured on something. I was like, how hey, wait a minute,
thought he's about fucking Jada awesome. Kiss.
I don't fucking know. It just
we
never
don't
happened.
Make it?
Bro, the locks, that whole thing missed me. I never, it just never happened. I have no idea.
And you call yourself the rap.
I know. I've rectified that, you know, long since then, but.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Jada's okay. One of my longtime favorites, and the locks is one of my longtime favorite groups, man. So anytime I see Jada, I gotta go. I gotta go listen to it. I thought it was dope. Like, this felt, it followed the mold of the first 5-6 tracks on this project.
Mm-hmm.
So it should have been moved up. Honestly, for me, he should have got rid of all of that middle filler, and he should have had artists like Joey Badass, like Mac Miller.
Because that's what you're going for.
Listen. I understand that. I understand that. Because it's DJ Khaled, and he goes for the commercial stuff. But my expectation was set with them first four. I'm like, oh, shit, is this where you're going to go?
Yeah.
Are you going to go to the, like, the spin type?
But you didn't look at the track list. It's like...
You know what?
even off the track list, I was like.
But my first listen, I like typically now I'm starting to not even look at the track list. It's like, okay, we're gonna review this. Too. I'ma just listen to it. I'ma just go through it. I don't want to even know nothing. I've listened to other DJ Khaled projects,
right.
So I understand the compilation aspect of it. But the way he set up my expectation on this, because he hasn't started no other project like he did this with the first 5 tracks. Yeah. He hasn't done
Kiss the Ring and Suffering. So yeah, you're right.
He hasn't done that. Tourist was alright. Like,
It was alright.
I like Travis Scott. So I'm giving him a pass. I like Travis Scott. It was alright. It was alright. I didn't really like it. I didn't really dislike it. If it comes on the shuffle, I'll listen to it.
The one thing I want to say about DJ Khaled is I've never listened to a full album all the way through of DJ Khaled. Listened to a lot of tracks, but I just assumed there would be. And this may be a stupid thing to assume, but I assumed there would be some of DJ Khaled there. And my problem is that it's like, okay, you're DJ Khaled, and like the idea is that your personality is what's supposed to be, I mean, okay, the featured guest, but you're supposed to be like, but I'm the guy who brings it all together.
That's what
and like, after track 6, yeah, I know. Like the whole, it's because of the social media thing, and it's like, but I thought he would play that up and be like, okay, on every song, you know, like Action Bronson has that guy who just talks shit. Like I thought he would do that, where it's just like, okay, I'm gonna come through, and on track 6 he does, and he's like, yo, I'm a billionaire, call me Billy. It was kind of stupid, but the point is, like, the personality of DJ Khaled would be there. After track 6, he disappears.
He's an overseer.
He's a curator.
Do you always just walk around looking for Jesus? He's always there.
No.
You just feel him. You put Khaled album on, you feel Khaled.
But why are you here? Like, just, like, why do I care?
What do you do?
Yeah, it's like, what do you do? And I understand he's the aggregator, but it's like, lots of people do that, and they don't put the name on everything.
Yeah, not like Khaled.
Not like Khaled.
Who else is on his level of bringing that many big names together?
Exactly.
Only Khaled can do that.
Yep.
Even Puffy can't do that.
Nah.
You really think no one else could do that?
Who else has done it? Give me one name. Just one.
You know, I think the problem that I had was everybody was hitting us up. You know, like, man, y'all need to review that, man. This album is good, man. This album is great. Best Khaled album ever. And then, you know, I listened to, of course, you know, the opening tracks. I'm like, okay. But then it completely falls apart. And at that point, you can't, at least for me, you can say there are 5 songs, 6, I guess, yes, with the Jada. You can say those songs on here are good. But the rest of this album is so bad that I don't feel like it could qualify as a good album. I think it's just an album with good songs on it that people like.
Yep.
And people got caught up in the hype.
Yep.
Because as like within a week, nobody was talking about this shit.
And it was mainly the good songs that people were talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. The 3 that were the singles that people were like, oh yeah, this song's gonna be great just because of that. It's going back to the old days where it would be like, you have the one hot single and the rest of the album is trash, but everyone's excusing it because, but that single was good.
And I actually started with the bad song just so I can end it on a good note.
Get the bad out the way.
Yeah, I wanted to get the bad out of the way so I can at least enjoy the experience, because if I did it the other way around, this wouldn't have been great. But I mean, it's Khaled. I think, you know, going back to what we were saying earlier, this is what he does. But he's a radio single guy. He tries to pull together all these people to develop these big ass hits, which he does, and he always has a song on the charts. He always has these big albums and stuff like that. He does manage to do that. I'm not gonna take away that credit, but it's just behind some of the, the songs, it's just behind some of the song. Fucking Kodak Black.
Did the project go hard in the recycle bin or not?
Okay.
Are we talking about B9B? What's up?
Yeah, it's just like Ralph, man. Like the first tracks, the Nas is my favorite joint on there. Him talking about the Baby album cover, like I pay, and it's like if you think about it, he really did pave the way of Baby album covers. I'm like, I love how Nas was just so braggadocious, but at the same time reminding y'all, like, look, I'm a legend, 25 plus years in the game. I can still spit my shit. So that was a dope track. I thought J. Cole. I was like, man, where is this? That's Friday Night Lights J. Cole right there. That was on that interlude. I wish that could have been on his album. And of course, the Holy Key with Kendrick Lamar. I think the Jay-Z feature song, I didn't care for it as much as a single, but I think in the context of the album, I feel like I liked it a little more on the album. But in the Drake joint, I didn't like. And then the Don't Play Yourself and everything else was just... I was listening to this, I'm just like, man, I don't really have nothing really to say except that I love the tracks that I really like, I really, really love. But the tracks that are so bad, it is so awful.
But doesn't it make you feel like Khaled should have took that turn? Like because I feel like those tracks were so good.
Because to be honest with you, man, like when I saw that, Khaled album, I do look at the track list because that's all he's gonna have is features. Mm. So yeah, I'm looking at the track list, I'm like, okay, oh nice. And then when I saw, I'm like, Kodak Black. No. So, of course, you know, I was hoping my expectations that he would have proved me wrong, but I'm listening to it, I'm like, damn. It just after that J. Cole drum, I'm like, this shit is exactly how it's going. Bad, bad, bad. Just like Kiss the Ring and just like Suffering from Success, it was just like, you got, like you said, you get like those two good tracks and the rest of the album is trash, at least with this album.
How many tracks on it?
14.
At least with this 14, album.
Good. So y'all said like 6 or 14 is 6, good.
Well, if you take out
5. So is it safe to say?
Break is 5.
I got 5.
So is it safe to say that Khaled pretty much created something that both sides of the world could like? Why not? Because like, you know, people liking Kodak Black, Bryson Tiller, all these other people. Yeah.
No.
Like, dog, I'm sure, like, you know, there's people on the other side that don't like these tracks that y'all saying. You see what I'm saying? And then it's people that like the ones that Kodak dislike. So he found a way to, like, a balance almost.
Because he got the Jadakiss.
He pleased everyone.
So that goes back to what Fipo was saying. He probably should have maybe took more of a turn.
If he would have took more of a turn, it would have went always one
exactly.
way.
Exactly, it would have went one way.
Did it just go over there?
Not all the way, but kind of like...
But there was a balance here.
He did a perfect job.
Yeah, he did a perfect job.
People like y'all, and he pleased people that like that other kind of shit that y'all hate.
Well, you know, no, I was going more to the 50-50, 7-7. 14 tracks, 7.
One off. I mean, y'all like 6, right? Well, not y'all, but more for the majority.
I wouldn't even go anywhere, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
And like, if there was like a, you know, demarcation or something like that, where it was like, yo, here's the smart shit, and then like, yo, here's that dumb. You know, like, we would be like, okay, all right, I know when to turn.
But, just listening to y'all, that's what it sounds like. Y'all say y'all don't like Drake, y'all don't like Bryson Tiller, Kodak Black, everybody that's popular right now, basically.
There were 2 songs on this album that... No, I'll say 3. There were 3 songs on this whole album that I actually did like. Of course, Nas' album done. It's not even a reason to talk about that. Well, there is, of course, but... The thing about it is, I didn't like his last album. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I'm not really sure what Nas is going to show up to rap. And Nas fucking... The Nas that I love showed up to rap. And he rapped his fucking ass off. And I like that Khaled, or whoever produced this shit... got a beat for Nas that worked so well. And you're right, I do wish that Nas would get higher level beats like this. And maybe he does. Maybe for his new album he will have beats like this, but maybe. God
Cool and Dre produced
damn.
This one.
Who did? Cool and Dre. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Dope.
Yeah. And Nas was just spitting so much hot shit, man. The whole fucking song that to my go supporters, like a black owned grocery store, cause shit ain't passed down through blood in the hood. I'm like, yeah. God damn.
It's a dub on that.
Yeah.
It's a dub on that. Yeah. I got next on that.
God damn, man. Like, how Nas has been in the game this long, and he's still able to drop bars that kills everybody else's verse on this whole project. I don't give a fuck even Kendrick's. I love Kendrick, but I'm sorry, that Nas song, sorry. But what was funny is one of the other songs I really liked, because I did like the Kendrick song minus the church hollering, that shit did not work for me at all. Big Sean did his thing, I can't front. Big Sean rapped. And I do feel like you said, I do feel bad for him, because you know he did show up. I'm like, man, I got him. I got him this time, boy. I got him, boy. I know it. And when that finalized track came out, he was like, man, what the fuck?
I told him,
I'm sick of this shit. Fucking hate Kendrick. And the other song that I actually really like, which I fucking hated when I first heard, was I Got the Keys. And y'all know I don't like Jay-Z,
right.
But I really like what he did on this track. Because at first I was like, man, he's offbeat as fuck. What is he doing? By the fifth listening, I was like, he is offbeat, but he's doing it on purpose and it sounds dope as fuck. Does Jay-Z rap like that on other projects?
Not enough. And that's why I said, like, one of the few producers that can bring that out of him is Timbaland. Because it's that level of bounce.
It's not 4-4 playing.
It's not. He gives them bounce. Like, what was it, Dirt Off Your Shoulder?
Either way, Jay-Z wowed me on that song. I was like, damn, I really... Because it's so funny, because it's always like when I don't like something at first, if I grow to like it later, I like it 10 times more than I probably should. Because for the longest time, I was just like, man, Jay-Z whack as fuck on this track. Like, what the fuck is he doing? And now I'm just like, damn, that shit is so fucking dope. But that was really it. The rest of this shit,
J. Cole?
No. I wasn't, I mean, it wasn't whack, but I just didn't enjoy it. I was just like, you know, I'm not a big J. Cole fan. Right, I definitely think he was rapping better than I've heard him previously, but I just wasn't really that into it. You know, all of this boils down to, oh wait, before I get to that, he takes a major L for track 14. That made no sense.
No, it did.
It made absolutely no sense. Why would you end this album of radio hits with some weird ass fucking dancehall song? I'm not even shitting on Movado because I don't know who the fuck he is. And I don't know if he's popular. And I don't really know that much about dancehall. So I can't say if it's good or bad. I'm just saying it made no fucking sense because the majority of these songs, the reason I wasn't that into it, most of the album sounded the same.
Yeah.
Most of the beats were just loud and epic and ooh, look at me. And then you get to that. And it's like, what?
Yeah, and it's a bonus track?
Like, that's what I thought.
It doesn't even work as like that sort of Jamaican dancehall thing because the rhythm doesn't hit you as hard.
See, I'll take your word for it. I'll listen to that kind of stuff. Not hating on it, I just don't really know anything about it.
I grew up on Shabba and Queen Patra and all that shit.
So. Nah, I know Shabba. It's a lover, man. Shabba! Oh,
shit. Yeah, Cali, if you watching, I mean, why listen to me? You got Snapchat pretty much like took your career to another level. Yeah, it's like, what you gonna say? I love the Nas track, the Kendrick track, Don't Play Yourself track with Jadakiss and Busta Rhymes. And that's about it. J. Cole. Obviously, you have a huge following, and then people like what you're doing, so just keep doing it.
If Khaled's watching, what would you say to him?
Holy shit, you know who I am? I guess it's cool that you tried to do a half and half album, you know, because that does seem like you're listening to people and try to, like, hey, let me do the stuff that the deeper hip hop fans like and from the lighter fans like. So if that's what you want to do from now on, I guess that's cool. It's never going to particularly be good for me, but I like that what he was doing at least showed that he's listening to people, I think. And I think that's a good sign in the internet age. I'm the rap critic. You don't have to like my opinion, but I don't have to like your album.
Well, if you're watching, you know, you've been doing this for a minute. Obviously, you have multiple albums out, multiple number one records on the radio, which is your thing. That's what you tout as your success. That's your major key. I don't know if I agree with him listening to the fans. I think he's reaching for that demographic because I think that demographic is starting to become popular. That sound, I think, is starting to become a little bit more popular, and I think he wanted to add more tracks on there. I don't know if people are asking Khaled to do tracks like that, but I could be wrong. But look, man, this is what you do, and it got you this far. Who am I? I mean, I don't necessarily like, you know, any of the songs or anything like that, but who am I to knock what you do? And you gave us this Nas track, which is fucking dope. So, for that,
Man, Khaled, if you watching, man, you know, I've been knew about you because I grew up in Miami. So when you was on the radio, I've been heard about you. I always messed with you, and I mess with tracks on your projects like I do on this one. But you kind of set me up, man, and it kind of had me thinking like, damn, like if you can give us some of the up and coming dope hip hop artists and some of the OGs on these dope ass beats, then why not give us a whole project like that? And then you can still put out a project of your commercially successful Nicki Minaj's and Bryson and all of these other guys too. You can do a project like that. But you're probably not gonna do that because you're probably not even watching this. But, you know, I think overall, man, this was one of your better projects. You are the only person right now in hip hop, maybe outside of Dr. Dre, that can curate a playlist like this of names, of these big time, super successful names. I don't think there's nobody else. Ain't nobody else in your lane like that. So, you know, keep doing what makes you successful, bro, and keep doing what makes you happy.
Yeah, if you're watching, Khaled, I'm sorry for this review. You have no reason to listen to any of us. We're not your demographic. But if you're still, for some reason, watching this, I don't understand what your purpose is. I don't understand why people go to you. I just don't. I mean, you're not doing music. You're just sitting in the background calling people and saying, hey, come over and do a track. Who the fuck couldn't do that? I mean, it's cool that you do that, but I don't understand the point. Why is Khaled the only person that does this? Why aren't there like other popular people that are just like, well, shit, Khaled is for the most part talentless. Maybe we should all do this.
It's like a live,
you know,
action.
Where's the Ebro album? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. Unlike FIFO, I don't think you should be pulling in people like Joey Badass or Isaiah Rashad or anybody like that, because I don't want you to ruin them. I want you to leave them alone. I want them to continue doing good music, and I feel like if they get a little taste of this Khaled success, they might start putting out bullshit. But yeah, other than that, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Stick with what you're doing. Keep putting together these big, epic, mass-marketed, mainstream, i.e. derivative hits. Keep doing that, and yeah, keep making your money. Another one, another one, another one. DJ, the player, play.